now. This chat is being recorded. Portions are going to be rebroadcast on the web. Participation in the chat implies your agreement to the recording of your voice for possible future use in a web rebroadcast. Any unauthorized duplication and distribution of this chat is strictly prohibited. Now, here's your host. What was your name again?
EJ.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Well, we'll now introduce Marge, and she'll say hello, and then we'll start our chat. Hi there, Marge.
Hey, before everybody starts talking, I want to know something. Can I ask a question?
Of course.
Well, I hope you'd approve, EJ. I have a couple questions. I've been asked these things, and I was wondering. What does everybody think Alexander should come back? How changed should she have come back from her Parisian bout, fun and games and shopping? And who, what kind of a person you wanted to be your next love interest? I have a couple of ideas, so shoot them at me.
Sandy, got anything you want to say to Marge this morning?
I do. Alex has a lot of qualities that people have come to expect to see over the years. They want her to be catty, strong, glamorous, classy, kind, have a lot of pizzazz. That's a lot of balls to juggle in the air. Is it really hard to keep her all of those things and all of the things that people want to see?
Yes, you know, that's a good question, because it's hard to keep a balance of those. When you get into certain stories, you know, you have to, it changes the tempo, the dramatic situation. But I always believe she should have pizzazz, and I know our new producer, Mr. Convoy, wants her to dress brilliantly. And our new costume designer, I think, wants her to be more innovative and sexier. And, you know, a hint that she has some life of her own, but at the same time, the family is number one. So, oh, I hope she doesn't, you know, get less saucy. I hope she's always saucy, because I think that's the fun of playing her, and I think that's a lot of fun in watching her, I hope.
Okay, we'll go on to Sage Mistress then. What do you want to ask Marge?
Hi, Marge. It's so awesome to actually be talking to you. I don't have any real question, but just have you ever considered doing Broadway? I think you'd be an awesome Mama Rose on Gypsy.
Wouldn't that be fantastic? That's one part, oh, I would love, love, love to play. You know, I did a play this summer at the Cape Cod Playhouse. I did Tale of the Allergist's Wife. And I'll tell you, doing a play is exhausting, especially while you're doing a soap. But it would be so much fun to do that. Maybe someday around the country. I'd love to do Broadway. I've done off-Broadway, but I've never done Broadway. So, geez, maybe that's still in my stars, huh? Keep thinking positive.
Okay, Snowy, you have a question for Marge? She's got it typed up. Can you read it, Marge? Didn't really have a question, just wanted to say hi and tell you I'm so glad to be able to talk to you.
Yeah, let me tell you all, you know something, it's as awesome for me to talk to you. We're always in, you know, little tiny square room dressing to just really, you know, hear from you. Real live voices is, you know, it brings it home to us. So, you know, it's my pleasure, my dear. If you can stand it, I can stand it. And thanks for welcoming me back. I'm looking forward to a lot of fun here after the break, the four-year break.
Oh, by the way, Marge, look, see, Laura GE67, she's an Italian fan.
Did you say Laura? Hi. Italian. Ooh, are you Italian in Italy? Are you Italian here in New Italy, United States?
In Italy.
I agree. I love the Italian men. They're so cool. Yeah, and I love the way they dress. Oh, yeah. Bring me an Italian. Root for an Italian. Or a very suave character who I can fall madly in lust with.
Let's see what she's got to say. She's got to wait 6 months for episodes that we're running here. That I know.
6 months. That means by the time I finally get a little vacation, I can finally go to Italy. Let's hope.
Genoa, Northern Italian cooking, Marge, see?
Brilliant! Brilliant! And I haven't been up there. I haven't been to Genoa. A new place to go. Yum.
We're going to let J.S. Mayers go now. What do you have to say to Marge there?
Hey, Marge, thanks for having this chat this afternoon, this morning, this noon, whatever. It's great to hear you again. I got so many things to ask. First of all, your back was hurting last time we talked. You wonder how that went off. You look great. I caught you on Guiding Light the other day. I remembered to turn it on at work. And there you were, and you look really great. And I just don't know anything about the character, so I'm going to have to get up to speed here.
Hi there. Good to talk to you again. Yeah, you can go to GL Sites. And I think you're giving somewhat of a little bit of a history. What I have to invite, what happened here, what happened here, what happened here. And,
your health.
And, oh, my back, yes. Well, I went in and I got these deep shots in my fanny. I had a ligament that was evidently stretched out. And it hurt like heck, and I held the nurse's hand and squeezed it till her bones cracked. But it's better and better and better as long as I'm a good girl and do my walking and do my exercising and hold my stomach in. Isn't that fun? But it's all better. Yeah, like my sisters, they're visiting me for Christmas. They have to carry everything. I treat them to a movie or two, and they carry everything.
I'm glad to hear you're doing better.
Hi, Marge. Happy holidays, and happy holidays to your sisters. First of all, I'd like to say I just loved having the pleasure to meet you at the All My Children luncheon. And thank you so much for the visor. I love it. I'm a little bit envious of you at the moment because you're in my favorite city at Christmas time. And I just wondered what some of the things you like to do around Christmas in New York and what your favorite shopping places are in the city.
Hi, good to hear from you again. Yeah, oh, well, I'm so lucky because we have these, you know, 2.5 weeks off now. And when I first started back at Guiding Light, I was 5 days and 4 days and knocked out because I'd been on antibiotics for a month. Anyway, I love just walking. I get a cappuccino at one of my favorite little joints right nearby. Walk down around Fifth Avenue, see all the lights. Drag anyone with me who wants to do walking. Bundle up like crazy. Go in and out of shops I haven't been into in months and months and months. Always looking for that perfect little sale item. And just listen to the people talk on the street. I have a ball. I just, you know, put on my dark sunglasses and the big hat, and I love to listen to conversations. I'm really a sneaky voyeur. But then seeing all the decorations and just taking it easy, and then going to some of the musical things here and the plays, and my sisters and I have been having a ball, and we're going to go to a movie this afternoon. We may see Catch Back to Me If You Can, or with the other big Chicago, which is fabulous. And I don't make them stay home and watch my old tapes. They would refuse to do that anyway.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Anyway, Janice put up a question.
Janice, let me tell you, how do you feel about 10 minutes of rehearsal time? We shoot this show so fast, we have to be prepared, know our lines when we come in, and then you get to go up on the stage, and they tell you where you're going to move, and that's your first rehearsal, and you do the lines while they're telling you where to move. Your second rehearsal is so the cameras can follow you, and they tell the cameras where to follow you in the move. The third one is a dress rehearsal, and the fourth one is a shoot. And I'll tell you what, they love to get it on the first take. We do some retakes sometimes, but as few as possible. So, you see, you must all be kind and generous to us poor working slobs.
Janice Brown put up a question after we went by. She wanted to know, she said, welcome back to GL, and asked if there's any possibility that Alan and Alex aren't really brother and sister.
You know, that is a fabulous question, and I know I've been quoted as saying my Aunt Tilly, who watches, even when I was, she started watching Guiding Light before I was on it, and she kept watching it while I was on it, and she never left it. And she's always saying to me, oh, I think you and Alan have such great charisma. I wish you two weren't brothers and sisters. Just think what could happen, Marge. So I wonder what everyone would think. Suppose somehow they trying to prove or could prove that we weren't brother and sister. Whoa, what a story that would be, huh? Ooh, would the stuff hit the fan, huh? That would be fun. That would be fun to see what Alan would react and how I would react, and because we have such a, you know, a symbiotic love-hate relationship, so that could stir things up like crazy, you know, volcanoes going off, don't you think?
But who's the one with the family money? Could be Alan or you.
That's what could be determined.
Jay, in North Carolina, you ready to talk to Marge? Good morning,
Marge.
Hi there. Happy New Year.
How are you fixed for pecan pies?
You know, Jay, I still have one pecan pie I'm taking out for New Year's. The most incredible melt in your mouth, but you're making me do double walks around a lot of blocks. Okay? And then the basket you sent, my God, everything I love, adore, is just brilliant. How are you?
I hope that you will be really involved in the business again, because in the history, you beat Alan every time, and we're smarter than he was and richer than he was, and I hope you'll really get back into Spalding.
You know, that's information for me, because I never knew I was richer, and I never knew I was smarter. I always think I'm smarter, you know, but, and he's still my little brother. Maybe by 6 months? That's impossible. Anyway, could be 9 months, 10 months. Somebody said that, wouldn't it be funny? What a liar. Anyway, that would be very interesting. I hope they do that. It looks to me like they're doing that, but with a new producer, we've got a lot of surprises coming, and which is really exciting. It's wonderful to go into the show right now when you've got a new producer, you've got a new head writer, and going back to the character fresh after she's been basically away for 4 years. That's very exciting. It really gives me the right to think I'm starting like a new time. So that's great. Oh, Kathy wants to say hi. She's right here. Hang on.
Hi, Jay. Miss you. Talk to you when I get back home.
Deli's got a question typed out. It says, hi, Marge. My name is Della Jean. Did you work with Ricky Paul Golden and Beth Elders yet? Gus and Harley, have you ever met Joan Collins? So what is it like being back on Guiding Light after a year? And so what do you think of Gus and Harley's love story? What do you think of Ricky Paul Golden? Obviously a fan.
Okay, lots of questions, good questions. Actually, it was great to be back there. It's sort of like, you know, riding a bicycle, riding a horse, you get back on. And yet, there's so much new stuff, having been away for 4 years. And yes, I have done scenes now with Gus and Harley. We have a pretty good storyline going now. And I think they're both wonderful, by the way. They're easy and great to work with, and I love Ricky's work. But Joan Collins, we were supposed to meet at the guy, but I didn't feel up to par. I thought he was coming down with a cold, and I'd worked hard all week. And then she was there, and we could have met, had a picture together, and I would have loved it, because I would like to meet her. I think she's a heck of a woman, and, you know, created herself in a brilliant way, and God bless her. And I got to talk to her about getting these, young husbands. So what do you think? Should I call her up on the QT?
Rich Seasoning is typing out a question for you. Marge, I adore your laugh, and we miss you at AMC. Is there any chance you'll begin swimming this way? Greetings from Texas, and best wishes, whatever you do. Vonnie.
Hi, Texas. Let me tell you, our wonderful Judy Bly Wilson, our casting director at All My Children, is from Texas. I know she's out there right now having a ball with her grandkitties and everything. She's a magnificent woman. And thank you. I do like laughing. I like laughing better than crying. As you notice, I'm not one of the big criers on the soaps. And who knows? Listen, they throw me off cliffs. They dip me in water. You know, they steam me with hot tea. They do everything to me, so I could turn up anywhere. You know, I'm one of those dispensable people that, you know, I'm recycled. So, thank God I have a minute. Let me ask something. How do you like me and Edmund together? I don't think they quite figured out what they want Edmund to do, but he's an awfully handsome guy. What do you think about that? I'd love to know. Yes, a young boyfriend. Let me ask you, how young could I go? Suppose Alex was brought up on rape charges. Do you think that would be a good storyline?
They're all typing out their answers.
Betsy, you shy stinker. Say hello. Do you have a mic? If you don't have a mic, I'm sending you hello. Everything. Happy New Year. See you soon. And ever and ever, and hope the family behaved for you.
Okay, Marge, listen, I'm just sitting back here playing engineer for EJ, but I saw this question and I saw the last sentence, so I just had to read this. It's from Coral CRF1. I thought you were one reason, if not the only reason, to stay tuned to AMC. I'm really sorry you're not there, but wish you well. You have a fantastic voice, and I'd love to hear you sing sometime. Any CDs in the works? And this I love. Cher, move over, and let Marge play Andy May.
If I can borrow Cher's body, yes, and her costumer, and I can have these trick mirrors, maybe I would do that. It would be loads of fun. But you know, I'm there. St. Vincent's a beautiful Italian tenor. Of course, Susan Lucci sings, and several other people on there sing. We did a cabaret night where I sang, and but I do playful, humorous songs. But yeah, I have a good voice. But maybe one of these days, some other split personality on Guiding Light will come out. Anyway, but thanks for saying that about all my children. And maybe I'll do a CD someday. If I go back to my lessons and work real hard, I would like to do with my dear buddy, brother Ron Raines, one song sometime in my life. He is so powerful, so wonderful, and he would let me do a character. I could do Katherine Hepburn while he's doing a straight singing.
Patty Valley, paging Patty Valley, are you there?
Patty, are you there? Can you hear it? Do you have a mic?
Hello, ladies. Marge, I hope you're having a wonderful holiday season with your sisters in New York. Be sure to tell Kat hi for me, and I'm wondering what your favorite thing in New York is to do.
Unfortunately, and my sisters and I agree, it's eat. I haven't had time to go out to the restaurants. I pick up things at the corner, throw a little slab of something in the broiler here. So we've been having a ball, going out for little lunches, going out for little dinners, trying to go to the theater. My favorite thing is enjoying New York. Yesterday, or 2 days ago, a friend of mine, Tony, he was Ruth Warwick's butler on the show for a while. He's done lots and lots of Broadway and off-Broadway and theater around the country. He took all of us down there, the three Irish sisters, down to the Irish Memorial down near the World Trade Center in Battery Park. So we went scouring around there and got to see things that, you know, my one sister has never seen. And seeing the city whenever I can. Saw the Statue of Liberty, all that. So I do the corny tourist things, and I love it every time.
Well, here's your number one Oregon fan. It's Carla Joe, your singing act here at the Marge Ducey Official Chat Club Lounge.
Oh, you're so funny, EJ.
Hello.
Hey, Marge. Hey, everybody. No song this time. I'm sorry. I've been really busy with Christmas. I hope you and your family had a wonderful holiday and a happy new year. Marge, I don't have a question, but I have a comment. I'm so excited to tell you. When I was at Super Surf Weekend in Florida, I purchased Vanessa's black dress that she wore at Greenlee and Leo's wedding. And my husband took me on a wild date when I was in it. It was so awesome. And you wouldn't believe my personality changed when I put that dress on. I became Vanessa. It was so awesome. Anyway, I have some great pictures I'm going to send to EJ, and she can send them to you, okay? And I miss you terribly on all my children.
Thank you so much. Listen, you know what? Here's something to remind your husband. You know that saying that the clothes make the man? Because he bought you the clothes, that made him. You became Vanessa, so you teach him that lesson for me. That's what we tell him, yeah. Clothes make the man, the ones you buy me. Don't you think that's good?
Great. I got it. I'll send the message on.
I hadn't thought of that before. I'm going to start using that myself if I can just find a man.
You see Marcus's question up there? He says, do you think Guiding Light will ever recast Roger? That would be some good stuff for you to play if they ever decided to do that.
I think my suspicions are that they would dearly love to. He was such a loved character, just character on the part, but naturally what they have to do, like when... Beverly left the show. They always opt to leave it alone for a little while. Someone as popular as Beverly was and Heslow was. So, but I think they'd love to have a character on there like him. See, there has to be some sort of adversary out there for Alan. So, I'm sure they're going to think about doing something in some way about that, but keep pushing for it.
Carla wants to know if you still keep up with Josh and keep in touch with him.
Well, you know how sons are when they first leave the nest and have their first sense of freedom and he's in Hollywood. He never calls his mother. He never calls, never writes, never sends a picture. I check on him through some people, through Cameron and some of the people over at the show over there, and find out what he's doing, what he's up to. And so far I haven't heard much. I know he's taking it easy and out there interviewing, and we'll probably watch him in a hot TV series or a movie, but I haven't heard exactly where it is, so keep me informed. Tell me something. Do I have the cleanest chat room? I mean, when I...
Okay, Illustrator, go and ask Marge a question.
Hi, Marge. Hi, everyone else. Marge, thanks for your portrayal as Vanessa on All My Children. I would like to know, what were your favorite scenes, and if Vanessa is really dead? Because several weeks ago, when Maria was pointing a gun to David, she had mentioned and talked about Vanessa as being in the present tense.
Well, you know, I don't think she's really dead. I don't think she's really dead at all. And Leo, I don't know about Leo. Leo is such an angel. He could be dead and come back to life. But I would think somehow that Vanessa was so bizarre that she would avoid death. You know, she would be. I think she could live in a snake pit, almost as nutsy as she would. She'd find some way out of it. So who knows? You know how soaps are. They can always, even the famous story about someone beheaded in what was it called, that movie Soap Dish. Said, well, we beheaded him 4 years ago, and he said, doesn't matter, we'll fix it. So you know how they are. They're very clever in soap writing.
Well, Marge, I certainly hope that you return back to AMC one day. I started watching GL, and it's kind of hard to learn a new soap, but I'm hanging in there. The other question I had, what were your favorite scenes as Vanessa on All My Children?
Oh, well, maybe someday I will return. Who knows in this business, but she would be wonderful to come back and see how the twists have changed her after a while. But my favorite scenes, I think, were the ones that gave me a great opportunity to switch characters within one show and to go from one to the other, because when Rosie was just coming out, some of those days were really fun and challenging for me to figure out what Rosie would do, because, you know, they write the words, but it's impossible to write a character change, really. You have to find it. So, you know, that I find, because I love my work, that's the gold in the business, when you have, you know, time to use a little inspiration, try a few things, and of course you have to try them so bloody quick on a soap, but, and to have them, you know, work and fulfill some sort of a story, that was just great fun to me, just a jewel. I was very appreciative and very grateful to our writer for giving me that.
Carla had a quick question. She wanted to know about luncheons. You want to ask Carla?
Yeah. I just wanted to know if they have a Super Soap Weekend thing or a luncheon event. Now that you're not on All My Children anymore, I don't know if they do that.
Yes, you know what? Guiding Light has for a number of years, they have a big event for the fans, the fan club, a luncheon thing. And they usually, they've been having, and I've been there three times, at the bowling alley in Penn Station, where they serve lunches. We all bowl together with teams. And it was great, great fun. I met a lot of wonderful people from all over the country. They're better than the state old luncheons where everybody sits behind a podium desk. And you kind of roam around, and you can talk to people, and you can chat, and you can. And I even bowled a little bit and didn't do as badly as I thought. So you get your exercise and some free food. And yeah, I think that's right in November. I think it's right before Christmas sometime. And the Guiding Light Fan Club should have that on there, too. I know in Guiding Light Site, the fan club
Club will have notifications of any events I think we're doing. I'm checking all this new, too, so you guys keep me informed as well.
You know, we're wrapping it up, so I just want to say real quick that I'm really happy that you got the gig on GL, so we'll still be able to watch you. And even if you had to make David an orphan by doing it.
Well, listen, I was making so many babies and all my children. I was prolific, right? No, if I have a if they make me have a baby again on Guiding Light, I'll go through the roof.
Is it possible that Vincent Irizarry's character was really triplets?
It could be quadruplets, sextuplets, sextuplets. I could have been cloned and I wasn't a real person. Vanessa was never real. No? Who knows? Any of those. I buy them. I watch them, right? Anyway, we have to run now. I have to pick up my other sister who just went to St. Patrick's today. And we're going to meet her, do some scrounging, pick up my cappuccino, roam around the streets. Try not to buy too much on sale and go to a movie. So, you know, I do things very, very simple. I'm not the limousine and going to the plaza person, but...
Hey, Marge, thanks for doing the chat, and thanks, DJ, for being the hostess. And, Marge, love you, need you, want you.
Thanks, Marge, for your time, and EJ, too.
Hello, I must be going. I cannot say, I just came to say I must be going.
So long, farewell, la Venus, say goodbye, adieu, adieu, to you and you and you. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
He's alive with the sound of Marge.
Make sure you save me some popcorn.